Good evening. It's Thursday evening. It's a little after 5 o'clock. I haven't recorded. I don't think I've recorded an audio book at all this week, actually, other than perhaps one at the start of the week. Mainly because of what was going to go on today at work, and that's kind of been on my mind quite a bit. I'll talk a bit about that in a moment, but I think before I do, a couple of things I wanted to say to people whose boos I've listened to this week. Well, really pleased to hear the good part of your news. Sorry you're not well, in inverted commas, but 2 seconds.
Well said.
Sorry, for those who haven't already worked it out by the sound of the wind, I'm out walking the dogs. Hope that all works out. I think I listened to one of your boos this morning and you were still waiting for a scan, but as I say, sounds like the diagnosis you've been given so far is about right, and hope that all works out. I'll be thinking of you. And Alex, really pleased to hear Gillian's good news about her science competition. As I said in the comments to your boo, yeah, scientists rock. So, you know, I think if that's what she wants to do, and, you know, sounds like for the time being at least she's pretty much got that in her sights, and I say go for it. Anyway, I guess that brings me to what I started talking about at the beginning of this audio boo and the meetings that we've been having this week to tell us about the job cuts. I think one of the reasons that I really didn't want to record this any earlier was because I've been hearing lots of rumours, and I think this will probably turn into a rant, but it would have been far more of a rant several times over if I'd sort of opened up the app and started recording, as there were lots of rumours, lots of false suppositions and things going on, which the situation isn't great, but people have managed to make it sound much worse than it actually probably is going to be. So, what did I find out today? Basically, that there are going to be cuts for staff at my grade. It works out to be about a 20% reduction, which I don't think is great, but it's probably not as bad as I guess it could be. What they're hoping to do to achieve that is through voluntary means, so through voluntary redundancies or early retirements. There are also some vacancies, posts that are vacant within that 20% already, so possibly they will be able to make some of that by not filling those posts, and they've been holding them vacant for a while with that in mind. So that's a possibility, but it's by no means certain at this point. And that's really where we are. The voluntary redundancy package is okay. I think probably for me, not as good as for someone who is closer to retirement. And we don't know yet individually what that means. We wait another couple of weeks before we get those details, and then we'll have about a month to make decisions. So at this moment in time, it's about as much concrete detail as we know. I have to say, though, that the way this is being played out in the media by the government as efficiency savings is a complete crock of shit. Pardon my language. Apologies if anybody is listening to this who is easily offended, but I think the rant starts here. They're playing this out as efficiency savings, and that these are measures that
public sector could take easily. I seriously question that. I don't think losing 20% of your workforce, having already lost 25% of your senior management, really counts as efficiency. These are most definitely cuts. But there you go. I, as people know who've listened to previous audio boos, am not a great supporter of the current government. I'm not convinced by their argument that we have to reduce the deficit quite so quickly. Yes, sure, it's a valid way to do it, but I think there are also other equally or possibly more valid ways without devastating the workforce in the public sector. And thinking naively, I have to say that the private sector will pick up the slack, because actually the private sector get an enormous amount of their contracts and work from the public sector, and public sector won't have any money to spend on those contracts anymore, so they won't be happening. It's also going to hit the poorest worst. A lot of the services that will be reduced or cut as a result, for example, bus subsidies, are those that the poorest sections of the society need the most. So I'm sorry, I don't agree with their outlook. I have to say I'm glad I didn't vote for them. But, you know, I think people are maybe having second thoughts now about what this new government is all about. You know, they may well have been disillusioned with the last lot, and quite rightly, but the new lot are no better. Anyway, I'm back home now. I'm going to save and upload this audio boot and have some dinner. If you've managed to listen this far, my apologies, because it's about 7.5 minutes on from when I started. But if you have been listening this far, thank you. Hope wherever you are, you're having a good evening, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.